Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of 1st and 2nd Kings, Week 8 through 9. Growing into a holy temple in the Lord, and the temple of God filled with the glory of God. Monday, related verses. Ephesians 2, verses 5 through 6, and 18 through 20. Even when we were dead in offenses, made us alive together with Christ, by grace you have been saved. And raised us up together with him, and seated us together with him in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. Verses 18 through 20. For through him we both have access in one spirit unto the Father. So then you are no longer strangers and sojourners, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, being built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone. Ephesians 3 verses 4 through 5 and 16 through 17a. By which, in reading it, you can perceive my understanding in the mystery of Christ, which in other generations was not made known to the sons of men, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets in spirit. Verses 16 through 17a. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit into the inner man, that Christ may make his home in your hearts through faith. Matthew 16, verse 18. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. Related reading. As sinners, we need God's forgiveness and justification, as revealed in the book of Romans. But as dead persons, we need to be made alive. Forgiveness and justification bring us back to God's presence to enjoy his grace and participate in his life, whereas making us alive enables us, as the living members of the body of Christ, to express him. God made us alive by imparting his eternal life, which is Christ himself, into our deadened spirit through his Spirit of life. He has enlivened us with Christ. God enlivened us together when he enlivened the crucified Jesus. Therefore, he made us alive with Christ. Grace in Ephesians 2 verse 5 denotes not only God freely dispensing to us for our enjoyment, but also God's action in freely saving us. By such grace, we have been saved from a wretched position of death into the marvelous realm of life. In the one body, we have been reconciled to God through the cross. This is a fact. Now we may have access unto the Father and contact him directly. This is an experience. We have been reconciled to God positionally for salvation, and we have access unto the Father experientially for enjoyment. In verse 18, the Trinity of the Godhead is implied. Through God the Son, who is the accomplisher, the means, and in God the Spirit, who is the executor, the application, we have access to God the Father, who is the originator, the source of our enjoyment. After being reconciled to God, there was still the need for the Jews and the Gentiles to have access unto the Father for enjoyment. To be in the body is a fact, but to be in the Spirit is an experience. Although we are in the body, we may not be in the Spirit. Instead, we may be in our wandering thoughts. We may have God, in fact, by being in the body, but if we would enjoy the Father and experience, we must be in the Spirit. Once we were far from God, but we have been reconciled to him positionally. Now there is no separation, no partition between us and God. However, if we are not in the Spirit, we do not have the enjoyment of this fact. Hence, in order to enjoy experientially what we possess positionally, we need to be in the Spirit. In considering the church as God's building, we need to pay special attention to the foundation. Many Christians have difficulty understanding what the foundation is in Ephesians 2 verse 20. Christ is the only foundation. Nevertheless, Ephesians 2 verse 20 speaks of the foundation of the apostles and prophets. In contrast to Revelation 21, where the foundations are the very persons of the apostles, the foundation here is not the apostles and prophets themselves. Since the mystery of Christ has been revealed to the apostles, the revelation they received is considered the foundation upon which the church is built. This corresponds to the rock in Matthew 16, verse 18, which is not only Christ himself, but also the revelation concerning Christ upon which Christ will build his church. Therefore, the foundation of the apostles and prophets is a revelation they received regarding Christ and the church for the building of the church. The church is built upon this revelation. Ephesians 2 verse 20 reveals that in God's building, Christ is the cornerstone. Here, Christ is referred to not as the foundation, but as the cornerstone, because the main concern here is not the foundation, but the cornerstone that joins together the two main walls, the wall of the Jewish believers and the wall of the Gentile believers.